Julie Slyster in the house with Lifehouse and CareCore. Welcome.
Yeah. Welcome. Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I'm not sure, you know, coming in to talk about our capital campaign, if following Buck's axe throwing is a good idea. Well, we're going to go.
We don't want to cut. Yeah, we do want to cut. You guys are pretty lean anyway. I mean, you're always pinching pennies everywhere.
Yes, we are. We try very, very hard to be respectful of our donor dollars.
So. Yeah. And along with that, though, you have to keep up. Buildings have to be kept up. And I know the actual shelter definitely needs some work there. So you are starting up a campaign, right?
Yes, we have started, officially kicked off the public phase of our capital campaign. Our goal is $1 million, $1.2 million that we need to raise, and we are almost halfway there.
Nice.
The entire project, you guys, includes a remodel of our food pantry. We talked about the thrift store used to be in there. Well, we've pulled that out, and it's now downtown. So we are taking the existing building, which started as animal stables in 46, which we have proof in a secret door we found.
Oh, my gosh.
And the barn door is upstairs, which is cool. But we're remodeling that entire building to be the pantry. Mm-hmm. It will become a client choice pantry. So if you don't like green beans, you don't have to take green beans. Currently, we pre-pack a lot of things because of our space.
Right.
But with the remodel, we won't have to do that. It'll also offer a drive-through for people so they can drop off their donations, or if you have a disability that does not allow you to stand in line, you can drive through and pick up. It'll also serve as a garage for our vehicles so people stop stealing our catalytic converters. They're expensive.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that is not good.
But then we're also adding a teaching kitchen, which we are really excited about. There's 6 stations so that we can offer life skill classes. People can come in and learn how to cook chickens or roasts. Those meals will stretch a lot further than chicken nuggets or, you know, pizza rolls, which I'm not dogging on pizza rolls. But the opportunity to know how to do that is exciting. And then at our shelter, that building was built in 2006 with 8 staff in mind. In that building, we currently have 20 staff.
Wow.
14 of whom need offices. So we currently have people either working offsite at their homes or in our resource room, our onsite apartments, wherever we can find a nook or cranny to put somebody.
Yeah, here's a spot.
So that's what the addition is going to be. It'll be 5 offices and then an education room for life skill classes, and then a smaller work room, computer skills. We need to really work on enhancing computer skills since people apply for jobs and search for jobs online.
Yeah, they do. As far as I know, last week, a big dedication of the housing over on Linden and Kay. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Governor Good event.
Was there. The governor was there, Mr. Pete Ricketts. We got to spend the day with him. He came and toured all of our facilities and then was there for our ribbon cutting, which was very exciting. Those funds came to us in 2019. They're federal housing trust funds.
Yeah.
So that money came to us. It went federal to state, and that's where we applied and received that grant of just over $3 million.
Yeah, it's working out incredibly. You'll have that filled up here, I bet you, in a couple months.
We're getting close. We have 15 units, and I believe we are at 10 right now that are full. And there are more people whose applications are being reviewed.
Good deal. As far as needs, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that are needed at the shelter.
At the shelter, we are in need of towels. And pillows. Those are always, we can't keep up with those 2 things. And then all-purpose cleaner. We've been doing a lot of cleaning, you know, with the governor coming. You want the place to look as spick and span as you can. So those kind of items, cleaning items, brooms, mops, those kind of things we would love to have.
Been busy at the pantry, it sounds like, this last month.
Yeah, you guys, we had over 300 households in August come through the pantry. That's a high number. It's over 1,000 individuals that we're able to feed so that they can use their dollars that they bring in to pay their bills. And with, you know, the price of things, that's important.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is. That's the pantry. That pantry has become something more and more people are becoming dependent on, aren't they?
Yes. Definitely. And we're able to kind of, we're stretching our reach with the drive-through. We were given a van by the Food Bank of the Heartland. It's a transit van. Been driving it around a little bit. It's a nice little thing. But our food pantry staff, they deliver food to people who can't get to the pantry. So that'll be helpful to use. Right now they drive our big giant truck, and the box slides all the way to the back of the truck on the way there. But no, we're able to stretch our reach, and I think that's important in our community.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, Thriftology is going strong right at the corner of 3rd and Main, right?
It is going strong. Yes, we're very excited to be bringing out all of the fall and Halloween items. So, and I believe any summer clothes that are left are like almost free. So if you still need some shorts, come check us out.
Oh, for sure. Well, again, what are the hours of the pantry? Or I mean at the at Thriftology?
Thriftology is open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 until 4.
Okay.
Thursday, 10 until 6, and Thursday's half price day. Everything in the store is half of what it's marked. And then we are open on Saturdays from 10 until 2.
Nice. Very good. All right. Anything else? I think that we hit just about everything. Oh, we would kind of like to ask folks, this is the time of the year when maybe you have to make some room in your freezer because you're going to be doing some hunting or something, or maybe you're just stocking up. You guys are always taking donations, aren't you, as far as meat goes?
Yes, we love receiving that kind of meat at the food pantry. It goes well with our patrons. We'll take all of it that you didn't get through, and we'll take. I can give you a tour of the pantry while you're there, Susan can. Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
Very good. All right, thank you once again.
I appreciate it.